I'm Natalie Bennett, leader of the Green Party of England and Wales. I think if we look in the British context, we can start with the fact that we're currently living in Britain as though we had three planets. Every year we consume the resources of three planets. And we need to get back to one planet living. But I think we can do that because a huge amount of the resources that we use now are not used very well. I was talking tonight about how the fact that £1 in four that we spend on heating our homes goes straight up through an uninsulated roof or out through a leaky door or window. And that leaves people with expensive fuel bills and cold homes. You insulate the homes, and there's a campaign called the Energy Bill Revolution, which would suggest taking the money from carbon taxes and using it to super insulate our homes. And that would take 9 out of 10 people out of fuel poverty. It would create 200,000 jobs, and it would cut carbon emissions. So what we're doing at the moment is we're doing lots of things very unintelligently, very wastefully, in a way that simply isn't working. But what we need to do is get back to one planet living, but make sure that everyone has sufficient for a decent standard of life. And that's possible, but it does also mean that, you know, some people, a lot of people who are currently living very high on the hog, have to live a bit less high on the hog. And, you know, it does mean that we're probably not flying in stag weekends to Prague.
There's plenty of research in environmental science here. You yourself studied agricultural science. Do you think this research, looking at new ideas in energy generation, can benefit?
I think very much so. I mean, there's still, you know, solar technology is in some ways a very mature technology, but there's also still huge advances that could be made. You know, wind turbines, we're seeing some new weird and wonderful shapes that are apparently much more efficient than our traditional shapes. We're seeing some very big offshore wind turbines that generate very large amounts of power. I think tidal is a really exciting area. And for example, Bristol, I know they've just started work on a trial scheme down there. And, you know, Britain has the potential. We have an enormous amount of wind resources and tidal resources in particular, and plenty of solar too, even though it often doesn't feel like it. And so we've got all those resources there. And if we think particularly about offshore wind, we've got a whole lot of people, engineers, technology people, people who've actually worked on the rigs coming out of the oil industry, who we should be transferring that skills and that knowledge and that ability into these new technologies. And to just talk about a relatively local issue, I mean, I've done some work on looking at the BAE closure in Portsmouth. And, you know, I'm not necessarily mourning the fact that we're building fewer warships, but what I am mourning is the closure of a whole facility which is going to have a huge impact on the community. When I'm asking why couldn't we be looking to put the investment in and turning that classic swords into ploughshares, keeping those factories going, retooling them, reshaping them, using the technology and the skills that we've got there to make offshore wind turbines, or to make the ships, the boats that service offshore wind turbines, or, you know, look at how we can improve the cables that bring the power onshore, or whatever it might be. You know, we have to use the technology and the skills we've got, but use them much better to the kind of purposes we need for the 21st century.
A question was asked this evening about the numbers of women going into science and indeed STEM subjects, something you spoke passionately about.
Indeed, you know, my first degree is science, and I never practiced as a scientist, and I've actually just recently caught up with two of my old female friends from university. Both of them have PhDs, one of them did several postdocs, you know, was extremely highly qualified indeed, and neither of them are effectively working in science anymore. And I think there's a whole leakage right along the line, starting with GCSE science in schools, going right along the line. It's a percentage of women just at each level keeps going down and down and down. And we've got to ask ourselves some really serious questions about what's the structure of science, why are these structures, these industries working in ways that is clearly simply pushing women out.